Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hurdle hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Defensemen scored goals. Vlasic and Burrows. And Fabian Zetterlund has the go-ahead goal here. Sharks are up 3-2. Off the draw, Hoffman hands off to Zetterlund. Gives to Ruta. Ruta throws it toward the net. Score! Hurdle was in front of the net. Might have tipped that off of his pads. A shot by Ruta goes through the goaltender Gibson with Hurdle in front of the net. San Jose 4 and Anaheim 2.
Yeah, it felt great to win. I thought we got better in that third period. That was how we want to look, playing our game there, where we had some motion in the O zone, and obviously didn't get a lot of action in their end through half the game there. But we had three goals. We buried our chances that we had. So I mean, winning is as good as it gets, especially in this league. So I know that we can clean up a lot and play a lot better, but it's still fun to win.
All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome as the San Jose Sharks are coming off their first win at home since, well, way back in December. If you will recall, it happened on a Tuesday night against the Winnipeg Jets when the Sharks won 2-1. Since then, it's been a long time since the Sharks had won at home, but finally, with the return of Logan Couture, with the return of Nico Sturm, the San Jose Sharks played a slow starting game where it looked like at the halfway point they were only on pace for about four shots on goal, but they really picked up the pace from that point on and really looked that much better as they got deeper and deeper into the game. But, you know, early on in that game, the Sharks were very, very flat. They weren't awful by any means, but when you're a team that's like the Sharks are right now, a little bit, you know, lost on their way and stuck in some losing times, you're looking for a spark. You're looking for energy. It's something I've talked about over and over again, how important the Sharks' start was, and it took them so long to really get something going. But, you know, the game really, really shifted. Even with Zadina's non-goal, you felt that that picked up some of their energy. And then when the Sharks did finally score and they go back and they review and they ended up in going back and doing a review, and so it was a 1-1 game very, very quickly. But the energy and just the overall pace of the game really seemed to pick up from that point. And sometimes the Sharks need a little kick in the butt to get things going, and it felt like that was what happened in last night's game. But you just look at the contributions from everybody across the board in the game. You had Tomas Hertl with a goal and an assist in this one. You had Fabian Zetterlund with a goal and an assist. Mark-Edouard Vlasic, he's got a goal in this one. Couture's got a point in this one by way of an assist. Same deal for Hoffman. Burrows picks up his first goal as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Ryan Carpenter picks up another point. Jan Ruda gets his first goal as a member of the San Jose Sharks. You get Nico Sturm contributing with the points in this one. I mean, these are just the kind of things, whether it's Burrows and Ruda both getting their first goals, whether it's just overall, you know, you like I joked on Twitter as soon as it happened, Couture and Vlasic connecting for a goal like it was 2013. You had Mackenzie Blackwood making big save after big save. It was a feel-good night for the San Jose Sharks, who have not had a lot to feel good of as of late. And just that's the type of win that they needed to play a cohesive team game. Like, you could just see the difference that Logan Couture and Nico Sturm immediately provided out there, because that's not easy, right? Like, it's not going to be easy for you to be able to go out there in your first game back and be able to be a contributor for both Nico Sturm and for Logan Couture. And they both had big plays. They both had big moments. They both had big contributions to the game. And then you look at, just like I said, across the board, where you've got Burrows and you've got a Ruta getting on the board. Fabian Zetterlund, he's got an absolute strike that gives the Sharks, you know, a big, big goal in that part of the game. But, you know, those are the types of plays you're looking for. You need game-changing plays. When you are up 2-1 and you get a big goal from Fabian Zetterlund late in the period to go up 3-1, you know, that is an instance where you think to yourself, all right, we can build on this. The problem was the Sharks gave up a goal then shortly thereafter with just over 3 seconds left in that period. And it's like, all right, you had 5 goals in that period. It was a wild back and forth. But you felt that even if they were walking out of that period with only a 1-goal lead, that the goal they gave up was not a complete momentum swinger because they were still up 3-2. They were still in command of the game. They were still overall just being able to take things into their own hands at that point. It's like they still had the lead. They were going into the dressing room, not in a panicked situation. You also had your captain there to maybe talk about some of the things that he was seeing in addition to the normal flow of intermissions. So for the Sharks, it was not the greatest moment, but it was a moment where they were able to ultimately take command. So let's see if the Sharks are able to learn anything from that, right? Like see if they can take a little bit of that momentum into future games. Like obviously the schedule does not exactly let up as they continue forward. Next up, they are going to be in LA taking on the Kings on Monday night. So that's a first game of a 2-game back-to-back on Monday and Tuesday, and they're back home against the Rangers. So that's two very good teams. And one thing that I think it's important to see is that, yes, the Sharks, we didn't see them playing their best game at all on the road. They only got the 1 win against Montreal and a point against Chicago. But I think there was probably a disheartening aspect to that. Then they were able to not get any other wins except for Montreal because Ottawa, not a great team. They lost. Buffalo, not a great team. They were shut out. And then Chicago, not a great team. They were only able to get the 1 goal. And though they did get a point, they still lost the game in a shootout. So I think coming home and being able to take on another team in that category of where Anaheim is, like not really being a great team, a team also still in the midst of rebuilding, the Sharks showed at least that on home ice, they can be the better team. But, you know, you can't overstate the importance of the return of Logan Couture and Nico Sturm. And, you know, the Sharks up to the game last night had only won 1 game without Nico Sturm in the lineup all year long. And that was the 3-2 win against Montreal back on the 11th. So for the Sharks to get Nico Sturm back, that's a massive, massive point for them just to be able to have him to go to. What he does in the faceoff circle, what he does on defense, what he does all over the ice, his hustle, everything. Nico Sturm is one of those impact players. And then Logan Couture. I mean, you saw him set up that goal with Marc-Edouard Vlasic. That was such a huge moment. And again, it was a feel-good moment in the sense that those are two guys that understands the franchise, that understand what the two of them mean to the franchise. It's two guys that have been doing this together for a long, long time, and that's exactly what you need to have happen. You need to have Logan Couture contributing for the Sharks to win in 2024. You need to have Marc-Edouard Vlasic contributing for the Sharks to be able to get wins in 2024. And I don't just mean offensively, but I mean both of what those guys are capable of on defense. You know, I know it's been a difficult season for Marc-Edouard Vlasic, but lately, when paired with Mario Ferraro, he looks like a much different player and looks like he's having more fun. And, you know, he was in a good mood after the game last night. And so it was very, very important to see those guys really get an opportunity and see them smiling and celebrating, because there's not been a lot to smile and celebrate about with the San Jose Sharks as of late. And that type of thing wears on guys. It wears on players. It wears on coaches. It wears on fans. It wears on broadcasters. You play to win the game, right? Like that's the classic quote, but you don't understand how bad it is to lose and lose and lose until you're in the midst of it. When you've been a Sharks fan up to this point of their existence, that type of losing has been happening to other teams. Only in recent memory are the Sharks experiencing that kind of pain and that kind of struggle. And so when the wins are few and far between, when you're not really able to get those big, big moments, when you see these things happen, you're just that much more excited. You're just that much more, you know, really appreciative of the moments. And so watching the Sharks go forward and watching them be able to take command of that game, just huge to me. And then, you know, you watch Mackenzie Blackwood continue to make big, big saves. You watch him really just overall have, you know, quality moments throughout the game where he can make those big, big saves. He saw 34 shots. He gave up 3 goals, 31 saves. That's a .912 save percentage. You know, I don't really blame him for any of those. I'm sure maybe he wants that one that trickled past in the winter review back. But, You know, teams are going to score. Teams are going to put them past you, but Mackenzie Blackwood didn't falter. I thought he played a very, very solid game. I'm going to take, you know, giving up only 3 goals over the course of the game in this one because there were so many times where he only gave up, you know, 1 or 2 and did not get any of the offensive support that he deserved. And in this one, yeah, he was not perfect, but at the same time, he got the offensive support that he needed, and the Sharks were able to walk away with the win when all was said and done. But I think another interesting aspect of the game is that they were not sunk by how flat they were early on. A lot of times, the Sharks just do not look like they're going to be able to reestablish themselves in the course of a game when they're not having a hot start. And especially when you have a situation like you have Zadina where his goal got overturned. Sometimes this year, the Sharks have let that momentum carry things in the opposite direction where they just have not looked as comfortable. And like I said, games have gotten away from them. And that's something that you don't want to have happen, especially on your home ice. And I think that, you know, giving the Sharks a lot of credit, they were able to respond. They were able to bounce back. They were able to just ultimately take care of business and reestablish themselves over the course of the game, even though they got off to such a slow start. They were able to get shots on. They were able to create opportunities, even though they were getting outshot, pretty mightily when they finally get that first goal. They still were able to get an early, advantage in the game. And then, you know, they got outshot 34-19. That's a big one for me. I don't think you can really, you know, expect to win games when you're getting outshot the way they were. But, you know, ultimately, they took care of business. They also gave up another power play goal. You know, they didn't score in the power play themselves. In fact, that was another one that was absolutely flummoxing to me when the Sharks were getting outshot like 16-2 halfway through the game. The Sharks didn't get any shots on goal in their 2 power plays. I was like, guys, you got to do something. You've got to be able to ultimately give yourself a chance. You have to get shots on net, and they weren't doing that. So ultimately, you appreciate the fact that they were able to kind of reestablish themselves. You know, a couple guys whose games did not really show up on the score sheet. I thought that Anthony Duclair was much more impactful in this one. He made some nice plays. I thought that, you know, Luke Cunningham had some big hits. I thought that, you know, Fabian Zetterlund, even though he had the 1 goal, I thought he made a lot of other nice plays throughout the game. You know, Henry Thrun, I thought he had a nice game. Just looking across the board, I thought that there were, for the most part, a lot of guys that had good games and were a part of what I would consider winning hockey out there on the ice. I didn't think anybody had a bad game in particular. There was no one whose game I was walking away with saying I didn't love their performance tonight. The Sharks, albeit not with a flawless performance or anything like that, they still put themselves in a position to win, took advantage of those situations, and ultimately, you know, gave themselves enough breathing room to where they could command the game. And that's where you go to Jan Ruda's goal. That gives them a 4-2 lead. Again, breathing room. Breathing room in the NHL is something that we cannot overstate. And yeah, the Ducks got themselves back into it. You know, 5 minutes left in the game. They're able to find a third goal, and it's a 4-3 game once again. And, you know, from that point on, they are going to be going, you know, 6-on-5 probably, and they're going to be doing everything they can to get back into a game and tie it up. But the Sharks handled it. They handled the situations very well. They didn't panic. Tomas Hertl buries the empty netter. It's 5-3. At that point, the game's out of reach unless there's some sort of unforeseen miracle for Anaheim. You know, that's the type of thing that far too often, not just this year, but in the last few seasons, has eluded the Sharks. They handled the difficult moments. They were able to take advantage of situations like that, you know, Couture and Vlasic goal. That was a great, great play by both those guys. They had the rush. They had the advantage on numbers. They knew exactly how to deal with it. And I know that might sound relatively obvious that handling their business is what leads to a win, but I can point to far too many times this year where the team simply did not handle their business and it didn't end up being a win. So Logan Couture comes back and the Sharks play a lot better. Not massively surprised by that. Nico Sturm returns to the lineup and the Sharks play much, much better. Now, they didn't have Mikael Granlund out there, and he's week to week as we understand it, coming back from his upper body injury, but he's avoided surgery. But it does give you hope that the Sharks, with more of what we consider the lineup that we expected them to have early in the year, will have that much better of a time being able to win games, especially at home. And I understand where the Sharks are right now. And I was talking to a couple people about this recently, just saying that I understand that winning, relatively speaking, does not benefit the team right now. It's better for them to have more balls in the hopper. It's better for them to have the draft picks. It's better for them to be able to get the, you know, the upper tier prospects and give themselves those opportunities to develop those high-end talents. I'm not negating that at all, but losing 15 out of 16 like the Sharks had done entering last night's game, that doesn't make you feel good in the slightest. That doesn't make you a better team. That doesn't make you a more potent team. That doesn't make you, you know, more attractive overall as a product. Like, you need to be able to give your guys wins for your morale. You need to be able to give your home fans wins for them to be excited about coming to the games. You need to be able to give yourself wins to prove that your hard work can pay off and lead to success, because that's one of the big things I go to with all these, you know, heartbreaking losses that the Sharks have suffered in recent memory. You start to think that the hard work isn't worth it. And I know that they're athletes and they're not coming to that conclusion the same way that I am, but I think that that type of mentality, when they talk about a losing mentality among teams, now you don't want that permeating a dressing room. You get to that point where it's like, okay, we just worked our tails off. We did quote unquote everything right, and we're not being rewarded. Like the game against Chicago, they made the corrections from the previous game. They outshot the opposition, you know, went up against a hot goalie. And even though they worked hard and seemingly gave themselves the chance to win, you know, they only walk away with a point in that one. They take it to a shootout, which again, I do not care for in professional hockey, but still, they gave themselves the opportunity, but it still didn't pay off when all was said and done. So ultimately, the Sharks get the win that they needed very, very badly. They ended another little mini three-game slide, and now they get a day off before they head to L.A. to take on the Kings, and we'll see what they can do as they get ready for a back-to-back away at L.A. and then back home against the Rangers. Things don't get any easier for the San Jose Sharks. But they do have two big players in Logan Couture as well as Nico Sturm back in the lineup, which is a big, big help. We're going to get into some post-game reaction on the other side. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network, brought to you by Coors Light.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Here comes Couture down the right side. He's running out of gas. He feeds in front. Vlasic shoots, and he scores! What a job by Logan Couture, running out of energy at the end of a shift. He came down the right wing side. He got help from Vlasic, and the Sharks defenseman kipped it in to make it 1-0 San Jose with 4:54 left in the second.
Well, I had no gas left. It was my last shift in the second period. I told Quinny I couldn't go after that point because I was so tired. But, yeah, I just saw him. Credit to him for driving the net backside. Was able to make a nice backhand sauce pass, and he buried it upstairs. I don't know if it hit Gibson or not, but, yeah, great finish.
Welcome back. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network as we're looking back at the Sharks' big win over Anaheim last night, 5-3, their first win at home since the 12th of December. The return of the captain, Logan Couture, playing in his first game all year, and you heard him talking about his assist to Vlasic on the Sharks' first goal of the game. And Couture was asked about Vlasic maybe being more happy for him to get the assist than he was to score the goal.
He did. He almost put me through the end wall. He's a big boy. But yeah, he was up in the rush a lot tonight. I almost had him earlier in that period. So it's good to see him skate and joining the rush. And three goals from RD. It's big.
So that was one of those feel-good moments for the San Jose Sharks to watch Couture and Vlasic hook up for a goal. Tomáš Hertl also spoke after the game talking about watching those two get together, and then also watching Logan Couture just return overall.
It's awesome, you know. It's, you know, maybe for some players, you know, like they knew, you know, it's heaven, but for me, just like friends, and, you know, we've been so close over last, you know, 11 years, you know, and it's just great to have him in locker room and on the ice, you know, and for sure give you boost because you got another top player in the HL, and you know, he definitely helped us, but it's just great to have him in locker room and can sit against next to him because, you know, you miss him because I just thought we'd be so close together over the years.
And that's the type of sentiment that you hear from players, and you understand how much a guy like Logan Couture means. The captaincy does not just get awarded because somebody is a star player or somebody has a high level of performance. I know that sometimes they think that because we don't see them as being, you know, and I'm not talking about Logan Couture in particular, but, you know, sometimes we don't always see guys in the things they do out there in public as being a leader the same way that other people do. But, you know, it isn't by accident that everyone talks to me about the little things that Logan Couture does and talks about the way he is in the dressing room between periods and the things that he has to say. And I'll let you in on a little bit of secret. I'm kind of ticked off this morning. I had interviews with Kyle Burrows and Jan Ruda and Nico Sturm that for some reason my unit did not record last night, and I'm trying to figure out what exactly happened because I had those. But one of the things Jan Ruda talked about was just the calming words that Logan Couture had in between periods and talked specifically about saying the right things. And those are the types of things that, again, you realize don't happen by accident. More from Hurdle. He was asked about Couture's coming back from injury, considering that Hurdle had been there himself with his injury history.
Yeah, it's you like excited but nervous, you know, because you kind of, you know, forget all the routines before the eye of, you know, the warm up and the game, you know, and you can skate forever for year hard as you can, but the game is way different. So it's definitely, you know, sometimes you can be a little nervous, you know, especially like mid-season, you know, especially, you know, expecting great things from first game because we know struggles, so it's not easy, but I think he did awesome job and you know, just say happy to have him back.
And Hurdle talked about it making his job easier, having Couture back out there on the ice, because I think for Hurdle, one of the things that we probably, maybe not downplay, but not talked about as much as it probably deserves, is the fact that he has been the de facto captain while Logan Couture has been out. You know, Tomáš Hurdle has at times, you know, just had to do everything out there on the ice. Obviously, Hurdle is much more demonstrative with his emotions than Couture is, and that's just who Hurdle is, and I don't have a problem with that in the slightest, but you know, Hurdle has shown that frustration. He's shown how dejected he is, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. And, you know, we talked to him about how competitive he is. And, you know, Hurdle is that guy. He's going to be a lot more showy with his emotion. And I think there were times where you could tell that he was taking the brunt of everything and, you know, needed help. And so for Hurdle, I think getting Couture back in the lineup, that's a big boost for him as a player, as a leader, and just shows how much of an impact a guy like Couture can make.
Yeah, you know, I think because we're so close, we just like helping to each other, you know. I think right away when he was captain, I try to help him, you know, we do things together, we talking about things, you know, on the ice, off the ice together. So definitely, you know, helping, but as a player, you know, it's great to have him because he's, you know, one of the top players in two-way tournaments in the league. And you know, it's tough when we almost Granny, but when Granny again come back, we feel way stronger, you know, up front, and you know, he did a great job, and just nice to have him because I know he will help us a lot moving forward.
One of the things that you can hear Hurdle talk about over and over is just how close he is with Logan Couture, and those type of statements don't happen by accident. I know that we think of these guys as professionals, and we think about them as doing their jobs, and we think about them as doing the sport as a just profession, but there is a lot of, you know, personal relationships that go on with teams like this as well. I mean, for guys like Logan Couture, like Tomáš Hurdle, like Mark Edward Vlasic, like Kevin LeBanc, the guys who remember what it was like before, who were here during the good times, I think that is very much everything that's gone on lately. I'll put it that way. It's hard for their ego. It's hard for them to go through these losing times because they've been through all those wars together. Whether, you know, obviously LeBanc wasn't there for the run to the Stanley Cup final, but he was there for the run to the Western Conference final in 2019. I mean, these guys have been through the battles together. That does not just happen by accident, right? Like, there is a chemistry, there is a connection. These guys have gotten along, and now obviously we look back and see them trying to reestablish the Sharks and build them back up for the future, but you know, it means something. You hear Hurdle talk about that closeness. You hear him talk about just being, you know, happy for Logan Couture and being excited. And you could see him in a good mood after the game. That doesn't happen by accident. Tomáš Hurdle doesn't have to go out there and convince anybody that he's friends with somebody, but he wants to talk about that proximity to Couture. He wants to talk about how much Couture's career means to him. So I think that's pretty cool. And then also, you know, the fact that the building was sold out last night was a huge aspect of what I felt was the energy in the game. You have the 49ers going head-to-head with the Sharks in the same market, which, by the way, the NFL, that's like three straight years they've done head-to-head games with us. It's like, can you not schedule? You don't need to steal every viewer in the Bay Area, but the Sharks still had a sellout at the same time that was going down. So there was a buzz in the building last night. People were excited to be there, and it did not go unnoticed by Tomáš Hertl.
It's awesome, you know, because we knew like the 49ers playing big game tonight, you know, and fans still come, and you know, it's not definitely easy for us, for them, but we always appreciated their support and helping us, because when the building and buzzing, it's, you know, a lot of more fun for us, but even for them. So it's nice to have it, you know, big win tonight, and we have to just, you know, keep doing, you know, we have to just be, can be just one and done, you know, we want to have full stretch and win some games or just be in the games and, you know, just play a little better hockey.
And it's something that we talk about a lot, is these guys wanting to win for the fans. I don't think that they are overlooking at all how difficult it is to come in and watch your home team lose with the consistency the Sharks have done as of late. But I will note that the Sharks now are getting close to being, you know, as where they were a year ago, with still a lot of games remaining in the standings in terms of home wins. The Sharks last year only won 8 games at home. They've already won 7 games at home this year. Now, I know this is not exactly a great, great mark, but I know that was a point of emphasis. They wanted to give the home fans more wins this year. They wanted them to be, you know, just more of an entertaining home product, and they're getting closer to being that home entertaining product compared to what they were a year ago. They're at the halfway point of the season or a little bit past it, and there's, you know, the sense that they are going to be able to get more wins now that they have Couture and Nico Sturm back in the lineup. I'm not saying they're going to go on win streaks or anything like that. However, you know, now I think that with a little bit more of the horses returning, I think they feel that much better about their ability to get the home wins. Nico Sturm spoke with NBC after the game, just talked about how he felt getting back out there on the ice.
Yeah, obviously the timing and stuff, I didn't anticipate it to be great. That's normal when you come back after such a long time. But the biggest thing that I look forward to is compete again, you know, being the corners, being net front, like at the end, being able to play 5-on-6. That's exactly my game, and I'm happy that I could help the team out today.
And again, I know the bigger story out of last night was the return of the captain, Logan Couture, but it's hard to overstate how much Nico Sturm has meant to this team, not just this year, because they've only won 1 game without him in the lineup. That was the game against Montreal. But overall, I mean, I always remember that we didn't really know Nico Sturm until after the Sharks lost their 5th straight to start last season. And they're in New York and he's upset and he lets it be known. And that thing is, like, that's a hard thing to do because he's new to a situation. He had just been on a Stanley Cup winner the year before. Suddenly he's in San Jose. Things are not going well. He's not the captain. He doesn't have a letter on his sweater, but he's going to go out there and make his feelings be known. And that takes some stones, and he did it. And you know what? Everybody respected him for it. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to end up with an A on his sweater here in San Jose, but I do look at Nico Sturm and always being such a guy that desires the competition, right? Like, he wants to win. He wants to get it done. He wants to find the back of the net. He wants to help. He does the dirty work. He's not a glamorous player, but you know he's going to give it his all. So watching him be able to get back out there and compete and do what he likes to do, you know, that's a huge part of being a teammate and what Nico Sturm means to this team. Sturm also talked about Logan Couture being back in the lineup, something that was not lost on him, even if he too was making his return.
Yeah, first of all, seeing him smiling again is great. I mean, he's had a lot of ups and downs in his road to recovery, I think. Wanted to be back much sooner than what it ended up being. And I think when guys sit in the room before the game and they look around and they see, Logan Couture in the lineup, you know, almost 1,000 NHL games, your captain, just it's a boost of confidence for everybody.
So a bit of a feel-good moment for the San Jose Sharks in a season that has not had nearly enough. We are just about out of time, but as we look forward on the schedule, we are back with you Monday nights, a 7 o'clock go time for the pregame and 7:30 game time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. So we'll see if the Sharks can continue these good vibes in LA with Couture and Sturm back in the lineup. Two big, big pieces that were definitely, well, their absence had been felt. All right, for the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.